Chapter 13. The Right Stuff. Wait! Jack calls. Devon turns around. Jack steps forward. If you give Prince back to Abby and Jonah, I'll give you all of the gold coins, Devon. I gasp. Jonah's mouth drops open. Devon stares at Jack. You'd give me all of the gold, just so they can have their dog back. Jack hangs his head. Yes, Abby saved my life. Even after I tried to steal the goose for myself, so I'm going to do right by her. I'm too shocked to say a word. Jack turns to his mother. Sorry, Mum. We won't be rich after all, but it's the right thing to do.
Oh, Jackie, Ada says, pulling him into a hug. Don't be sorry. I'm so proud of you. You're a hero too now.
Jack hugs his mom, then turns to me. I'm sorry I tried to trick you and Jonah about the goose. You helped me, and I betrayed you. That was wrong, no matter the reason. I'm really sorry. Huh. Maybe the reason does matter, though. Jack tried to steal Nellie to ensure he and his mother would survive. That's a pretty good reason. Just like Jonah and I had a good reason for stealing the goose from the giants. Right and wrong. Wrong and right. Which is which? I think about Frankie and Robin and their fight. I guess people can be wrong and right at the same time. Thank you so much, Jack, I say. That's really amazing of you. He smiles at me, then turns to Jonah. Want to know something, Jonah? Jack asks. Jonah nods. Yes, I do want to know something. Remember when you thought you messed things up for me by telling me about the magic beans in the first place? Jack asks. Jonah nods. You didn't, Jack says. I messed things up for myself by getting greedy and selfish. The gold coins were never mine to start with, so don't feel bad about how things turned out in the end, okay? Jonah smiles. That does make me feel a little better. He turns to me. But not much. Now Jack and his mom are poor again. And it's my fault. We came into his story. If we hadn't, I wouldn't have messed anything up, and Jack would still have his money. Maybe we should stop going into fairy tales. I gasp. Stop going into stories? He can't be serious, can he? I stare at my brother. He looks very serious. Not go through the mirror anymore? Not meet fairy tale characters? Not mess up their stories? I bite my lower lip. Maybe Jonah is right. But I love going into stories. And now I have a new dilemma, don't I? But Jonah, I say, if we hadn't come into the story, Magnus wouldn't be alive. We saved him. Jonah's eyes light up. Oh, right. That's a big deal, Jack says. You saved someone's life. I guess we did, Jonah says. Not bad, little soccer star, Jack says. I'm not a soccer star, Jonah says with a sigh. You are. You will be. You just need to keep practicing. Jonah smiles again. Thanks, Jack. Devon puts down Prince, then kneels beside him and pets him. You can go to your rightful family now, Prince. I sure had fun taking care of you the past couple of days. Woof! Prince barks. He gives Devon's cheek a lick, then runs over to me and Jonah. Yay! We both say at the same time, dropping down to smother Prince in hugs and kisses.
I'll get you the gold, Ada says to Devon.
Devon shakes his head.
I changed my mind. I'm so impressed with your sacrifice, Jack. You can keep the gold coins, all of them. I wish you could have met my son. You would have been a good influence on him.
Awesome! Jonah exclaims, pumping his fist in the air. Yes! Jack and his mom get the gold. Jonah and I get Prince,
The giant gets to live, and everyone wins. Well, except Devon.
Devon, Ada says, walking up to him. I want to thank you. That was very generous of you.
Devon blushes.
You're welcome, Ada.
Perhaps once we're settled in our new home, Ada says, you can come over for dinner and pie.
I'd like that, Devon says, tipping his hat. I'd like that very much.
Ada smiles. Jack smiles. Jonah smiles. I smile. I have a feeling that Devon may join Ada and Jack for dinner very soon. Devon is missing a son, and Jack is missing a dad, and you never know when love will strike, right? Well, Jonah, I say, we really do have to go now. Jonah nods, then turns to Devon.
Mr. Trader?
He asks. Devon smiles at him.
Yes, Jonah. I bet you could find a stray dog to adopt, Jonah says. I saw two cute dogs with no collars roaming around the market looking for crumbs the other day.
Devon nods.
I think I'll do just that. In fact, I think I'll adopt both of them. Great idea, Jonah.
I just love dogs, Ada says with a big smile.
Now that everything is okay again, Jonah says to me, I wish I could stay longer and play one more soccer game with Jack.
I glance at my watch, which I'm really happy I didn't have to trade. It's 6:55 in the morning at home.
Oh no! My parents' alarm has already gone off! We have to be home any minute, and we still don't know where the portal is.
Sorry, Jonah, I say, but we're out of time, and we need to find the portal.
I bet it's in the beanstalk, Jonah says.
But we cut down the beanstalk, I remind him.
There's still a stump, Jonah says.
He hurries over to where the bottom is.
Look, it's purple!
I run over. He's right. It is purple, which means it could be the portal, or a rotting vegetable, but hopefully a portal. We don't have a lot of time to find it. I knock on it 3 times. It starts to swirl. It's the portal, I cry. We have to go. Jonah high-fives Jack.
Good luck,
Jack says to him, and Jonah gives him another hug. Bye, Jack, I say.
Bye, Abby, Jack says.
Then, to my surprise, he leans forward and gives me a kiss on the cheek. Ah! My face burns. Did I really have a crush on Jack? Maybe I did. Maybe I do?
I hope I see you both again someday, Jack says.
Me too, I say, still blushing. Jonah and I wave goodbye to Ada and Devon, who wave back. Jonah scoops up Prince in his arms, and we jump through the swirling purple portal.